All right, so everyone, we got a very special guest. A lot of you guys have seen him on here. Joe Williams, welcome on to the show, man. How you holding up today?
I'm great, man. How you guys doing?
I was telling Saeed, I'm feeling good, man. I'm out here in California. The weather's kind of good right now.
Oh, man, perfect.
Yeah. Hey, life is good. You know, I can't complain. So right now, everything's going good, man. How about you, Saeed? What's up, man?
Yeah, everything good. Joe, so you're in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, I'm in Charlotte right now, man. We got some good weather out here, too, man.
Yeah, actually, man, I live in Greensboro, man. So I'm like, right down the street, bro.
Yes, sir. I was out there a couple weeks ago, matter of fact.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, man.
So, Joe, you know, obviously, like, this podcast is Miami Hurricane based, obviously, and you are the parent of a recruit or of a player.
Right? Yes, sir.
We love talking football, right? Since you're the parent of, I have a couple questions that I work in the area. It's like we have a lot of people that have their kids playing, right? Sure. And we brought our other coaches out here, but everyone usually based in Miami because that's where I'm from, and that's where the family's from. But what tips and advice could you give to other parents looking for their kids to get like more national recognition or like any camps or how would you help them or like direct them?
A couple of things, man. Just stay patient. That's number one. You know, you don't need to push because if your kid is a national recruit, the coaches will find them. You know, so all the camps and everything, the camps are cool. If your son wants to go and get some work and, you know, measure themselves a little bit against other national recruits, but that's not really what. So the most important thing is film. You know, if anybody has huddle, you know, everybody should have huddle. So that film is the most important thing. Coaches will find you if your kid is a national recruit, and they'll find you. So there's really just be patient, get your kids' film out there, and they'll get found.
Okay, that's good, because I know out here. So what one of my cousin, you might have seen him on the Twitter timeline, Sebo, right? He coaches down there. He was just, I asked him, I was like, yo, how do we get these kids out here to get recognized? He was like, honestly, man, I just don't think you're in the talented area. And I was like, dang, that kind of hurts. You know, but like, because most of the talent is like in LA and San Diego.
Okay.
Maybe where it's like, I'm doing my best.
Where are you at in California?
You say what?
Where are you located in California?
The biggest city by me is Santa Barbara.
Oh wow! Okay,
so I'm about 2.5 hours north of LA.
Yeah. So it's probably hard. Yeah, it's a little
Yeah. I mean, so why I'm out here it's mostly Mexican. This area right here. And so, yeah. It's soccer's the dominant sport. But you got the kids that love football, and they're like, "You're from Miami? You're like, can you help us get recruited?" I'm like, "I can't help you, bro. There's only so much I." But right, I know we have so many kids that listen to this and. We have this information, especially, you know, having someone whose son plays that, you know.
Yeah, so man, the film doesn't lie, man. The film doesn't lie. So get that film, that game film going, you know.
True. So we usually have our segment where we talk about last week's game and next week's. And I know you're honestly one of the more vocal parents on Twitter. Like, I was like, yo, this dude, like, you're going to tell it like it is. You don't really hide anything, and you give your own evaluations. How about last week's game against Pitt?
Honestly, I watched it again. And, you know, in the moment, you're kind of critical because it's game time, and you're just watching. Until you get to watch it. I used to coach, and I've been playing football since I was 5 years old, man. And you know, I watch the games through coaching eyes. I take off the orange and green shades, man, and I really watch the game. And it wasn't a bad game. I think the defense played really well, considering the positions they were put in a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, Pitt got the ball in the red zone a couple of times after turnovers, and the defense didn't let him in, man. True. The defense played real well. The offense, of course, there's things to improve. Man, there's things to improve with all facets of the game, but the offense, there's things to improve. But, you know, Pitt has a solid defense. And I think the offense, you know, considering that, they did well as well. So it wasn't as bad as I initially thought it was.
Okay. So there's no need for the fan base to panic and start going crazy. Because you know how we do.
Oh, nah.
you see the time after a win, everyone was out here bitching just nonstop. I'm like, bro, we won. We won the game. Like, you can have your stuff, but we won by, like, more than one score.
No doubt.
Right, do people need to chill out on Blake Baker?
Yeah, I definitely think they do, man. That's one of the most puzzling things to me. I don't get the defense, especially last year. The defense was put in the worst positions of all time, man. Like, the offense last year was really non-existent. And if you want to ask the defensive unit, especially one with not that much quality depth, you know, you want to ask that unit to be on the field most of the game. That's hard, man. And not give up any points or any yards. That's hard. That's really hard.
Or not get discouraged, too. Or not get discouraged.
Right.
When the offense isn't doing their part, you know?
Yeah, as soon as they come off the field, you know, that's your adjustment time. That's the time you have to adjust. So when you come off the field, you got to go right back on after a three and out or a turnover, and you didn't get time to adjust as a coach, man. So that's hard, man.
Yeah, I definitely
think Blake Baker gets a raw end of the deal, man. Like, people just, I don't know. I don't understand it.
They just want to blame somebody, you know? Yeah. They want to blame somebody for something. You got to, like, you know?
I don't really interact with too many other fan bases besides some Gators and Seminoles. Again, I'm from Florida, and pretty much all my, you know, experience is Florida. And I also live in Georgia too, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I didn't really person to that Georgia sport that's been Florida. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if other fan bases are as crazy as we are. And, you know, I love it, but man, I can't even imagine the parent of a player, the stuff you see. Lot of people were worried about, and even was Kirk Herbstreit was talking about, was how the Miami Hurricanes have bounced back after a loss like Clemson. Yeah. Historically, the past couple years, we'd follow that with two more losses. Yeah. We'd string together losses.
Definitely.
And a huge thing was the against Pitt. A lot of people were nervous, right? Uh-huh. But we handled business.
Definitely, yeah.
Now, and I was saying that was one of the most important games. It wasn't Clemson, it was the Pitt one, to see how we bounced back.
No doubt.
This Saturday, we play Virginia, mm-hmm. right? Virginia, and I know they're 1-3,
mm-hmm.
but when you look at that Virginia versus Clemson game, the final score is like 23-41.
No doubt.
I don't think that 1-3 record is really, really who Virginia is.
Right.
What do you see, or how do you see the outcome of this Saturday game? Because right now, everyone's like, oh, it's going to be a blowout. Oh, they're mm-hmm. you know, they're playing their third string quarterback, da da da. But I don't think that's. What do you think this game produces this Saturday?
Yeah, I just watched Virginia and Wake Forest. Mm-hmm. I just finished watching it, and Virginia defensively is always tough. They have athletes on defense, man. So offensively, we're gonna have to, you know, like every week, bring the A game and block and run the ball and protect the quarterback. But they do make a lot of mistakes on defense. They give up a lot of big plays, man. But they're real talented on defense. Offensively, it's kind of weird, man, because of the three quarterbacks they use. They use them often. Like, they use them all the
weird
time.
Numbers.
Yeah, they use them all the time, and it's you kind of know who's coming in for what reason. But it's kind of weird. That kind it's kind of hard to prepare for, I would think, as a D coordinator, preparing for that, because you have three, they use three quarterbacks, like legitimately three quarterbacks at any given time. And they give you a lot of eye candy, you know, a lot of motions, a lot of misdirection and things like that. So it's going to be interesting how our defense, I think it'll take maybe a quarter for our defense to catch on, but I think it'll be close early, but I think we'll pull away towards the, you know, second half, third quarter, early fourth quarter. I think we'll pull away.
So do you have a score prediction for us?
Oh, man.
This Saturday.
Oh, man. It's probably going to be around what it has. I'm going to say 42-17.
Ooh, okay. I honestly, and Asai, we get yours next. More like 38-21, 38-24. I do think we win the game, but I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk like some people think.
Yeah, and it's not a cake. Like I said, like I think after like halftime, it'll probably be like 17-10 or something like that. And I think just the third quarter, I think we just pull away, and early fourth quarter, I think we just pull away.
I mean, because
go
ahead. Sorry.
Is Virginia's defense even close to what Pitt's defense? Because Pitt's had a really good defense.
Yeah.
Are they close to Pitt's defense? Is it close?
I think they're experienced, but I don't think it's what Pitt's D is. Nah. They have a good front seven. Like Snowden. Mm-hmm. Snowden is going to be an NFL outside linebacker. He's long.
He's the really long.
Yeah, 6'5", number 11.
I remember him from last
year. Yeah. We met him. Me and Quentin met him on our recruiting visit to Virginia, man. He's a lot. And he was just tall and skinny then. Now he's filled out. He's a good player, man. And they have a lot of seniors returning. So they're experienced, but I don't think they're as talented as Pitt's defense along the front. Like Pitt's front four was crazy. And they're two safeties.
They're like seven deep,
man.
Yeah,
they got two NFL safeties too, man. I don't think Virginia has that, but they're experienced though, so they're gonna play tough. And Bronco Mendenhall is a good coach, so
they'll
play tough.
Sai, what's the score you got for us this weekend?
See, I haven't seen Virginia play. I believe Pitt is better. You know, I haven't seen it, but I believe Pitt was a better team. So I'm thinking we'll win like 31-14, something like that.
Okay.
31. Okay. Now, Joe, like, I'm not trying to be biased here, but if you ask me right now, and I don't think Miami drops another game this season.
Okay. Crazy. So let's look. So we got Virginia. We have. Okay. Yep. So there's there's a game that frightens me, okay? Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech in Blacksburg in November.
Yep. That's always a tough game.
Yes, that's a tough game, man. And it's going to be cold. It's going to be – yo, that atmosphere is – I know it's not – they don't have all the fans there, you know, but that atmosphere is just crazy, man. And
And we do not play well in the cold at all.
Man. And Virginia Tech is good, man. Virginia Tech is not bad at all.
They're not.
Oh.
Because with Virginia Tech, right, just let's take a small sample size, like the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's we win big, Virginia Tech wins big. We win big, Virginia Tech wins big. I do think, And I know I really can't say Miami versus Clemson. I don't think that's Miami. I don't think that's who we are. Because, I mean, obviously the score indicates something completely different. But when I look back at that game, because a lot of people didn't want to, right? But you kind of got to force yourself to really take a step back. And I know on our last episode, me and Sai, we re-looked at it. And it's like it's almost like we gave them 28 points.
Yeah.
Right. And what I mean by that is we like Quincy Roche, right, with the false start, we had to stop. Mm-hmm. On that drive, it eventually led to a touchdown. There was, you know, a false start, we had to punt the ball, eventually led them to a touchdown. Mm-hmm. It was mistakes that gave them those points. So I don't believe that Miami team is the Miami team that we have this year.
No doubt.
I think it's good. I think they're the fourth best team in the ACC. I think it's Clemson. I honestly think it's Miami. I would say Notre Dame. I don't think they're that good, honestly. They almost got exposed.
Yeah.
And then I would say Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
And then you can throw in North Carolina and NC State and the rest of those guys.
Hey, man, Chapel Hill is good, too, man. They lost. Yes, they lost to Florida State. They did. But Chapel Hill is a talented team, too. Like, everybody's looking at the Florida State loss. Like,
which was a bad loss.
It was.
It was a bad
Everybody
loss.
Everybody has one of those, man. Everybody has one of those.
Yeah.
Man. Florida State. I mean, Chapel Hill is good, man.
Hey, Joe, did you see, because you're in the area, did you see Sam Howell playing high school?
Yes. Yeah.
How good was
good.
He?
Good. Very good. Yes, man. Yes. Sun Valley, man. He was good. His father coached him his whole life. He was a good quarterback, man. He was a good quarterback.
He might be. I think he might be the number one pick in, you know, the following season.
Come on. He's talking about next season, right?
Next season. I think it's possible.
Yeah. I don't.
He's really, really good. So let's get back to, you know, the Hurricanes, the receivers.
Ooh.
I think that's most people's, like, number one complaint, receivers. Okay. I actually think Pope played good last game. Like, hey, I
am still on the Mark Pope train, as I'm telling you.
He played good. I give it to him.
Not let go
but,
yet.
I know you maybe can't be too critical. How you feel about the receivers so far? How do you feel like that should be him?
Man, I look at receivers with a critical eye, man. I play receiver my whole life, man. And some of the – that's what I was explaining to someone else. Just the basics of playing receiver, like beating the jam and stacking the receiver – stacking the corner when you get to the top of your route and just basic things it doesn't seem like they're doing. Attacking the ball at its highest point. It just doesn't seem like they're doing that. Now, I think Mark Pope and Mike Harley should not be playing on the outsides. I think they should be playing in the slot. You know, that'll help them out. You move them around. You know, you force people where you move them around where they can't be jammed, you know, where corners just don't have a easy jam on them. So you move them around. But like you said, they did play good last game. Mark Pope had a good game, man. And Harley had a good game. And, you know, they're capable. They're definitely capable. You're not a five. Mark Pope is not a five star for nothing. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Capable. Yeah. That's he's definitely what I was capable. Saying. But they got to put him in the right position. But I think the young guys just have to step up. So I think when we call for the young guys have to, you know, the coaches obviously have to feel comfortable with them in the game. So, you know, now we see that they're getting reps and, you know, Keyshawn. I'm really excited for Keyshawn Smith. I really like him, man. Strepo X, you know, I want to see X out there, man. And, you know, I'm really I was really excited for Peyton. But we're waiting for him to do his thing. But, you know, I'm really excited for the young guys, man. So hopefully they get out there and they're able to to perform.
So I have some more, so a little more serious topics here. Because we talk about what not only the fans on Twitter say or whatever, but how coaches, you know, are perceived, right? And you know, you experienced this. And so my sisters, you know, she has sons, and you know, they're being recruited, or her husband, you know, he was a Division I athlete at FAMU.
Okay.
He's a track star.
Oh.
But it's like so my brother-in-law, FAMU, he's a Rattler, all, you know, through and through, right?
Mm.
And he's looking at this because he has three sons, and yeah, they're young now, but he's already looking toward the future, and he's seeing, because you know, we had these big movements going on, right? And not to get, like, you know, anything political or anything, but let's say the Black Lives Matter movement is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And as a parent, like, do you pay attention to the way these coaches are handled? Because you're sending your son, right, mm-hmm. to go with these people to take care of them for you.
Sure.
Do you pay attention to the way they are situation, right? Whether it be thing or, you know, political issues or the safe attention to these things.
Sure. I kind of do and I kind of don't, because mm-hmm. with the political, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and the political statements, everybody has an interest, right? So coaches have to win. They have to maintain. They have to get recruits. They have to mm-hmm. They have to do all of this to maintain their positions and to get paid, really.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. you don't really know who's doing, who's on the Black Lives Matter side, because most of their players are Black and yeah. they have to look a certain way and they have to, you know, make their players feel comfortable, or because they really feel like that. You don't right. know. You don't know. You know, it,
yeah.
even, you know, with coaches and organizations out here, companies, you know, everybody, you don't know who's doing it for what reason, unless you mm-hmm. really know the coach. So more important to me is the whole recruiting process. If you're getting recruited by a program for 2 years, you yeah. should be able to really get an insight as to the coaching staff. Like, other than the, you know, the political stuff, you should really know, get to know the coaching staff and really make a determination off of that, rather than, you know, what's going on in the political landscape, because you don't know. You really don't know.
People pander.
Yeah,
definitely, pander.
Right. So, definitely. so my brother-in-law, again, you know, he wants all three of his sons predominantly to go to HBCU, right?
Okay.
But I was like, you know, but I'm like, you know, it's Jamal. I'm like, hey, Jamal, like, but if someone comes from, like, you know, my favorites, well, he's in Tallahassee, of course, but I'm like, well, let's say Norvell is still coaching at FSU down the road, and they're a good team again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, let's say he comes to you, like, why would you not entertain him? And he was straight up with just like, I don't. And Grant, I know every parent's different, right? And you're looking out for your kids. But you're just like, I just don't like the way I've seen certain things been handled by him. So if he were to ever come, and I don't care how good my son is, I don't care if he's a top 50 recruit, I don't like the way I've seen you handle situations.
No doubt. I understand
right.
that.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I hear, and some people,
mm-hmm.
I want my son to go pro, or I want my son to have a great education.
No doubt.
I want my son to get out of, because I, you know, growing up some places in Miami, right? It's, I know a lot of people say, wait, why aren't these kids going to the U? Why aren't these kids going to the U? But then, like, you got some neighborhoods where it's like the parents are like, I don't want you to go to the U because I want you to get out. I want you to leave your group of friends. I want you to have a different chance.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
People don't understand, man. Yeah.
And I try to stress that to some people, like, hey, like, if, because if you can go to the U, but when you come back home, your friends are going to still be there. right? Now, that's not everybody, but we all know, like, there's some friends or some group of people, like, you probably shouldn't be hanging out with them. So go ahead to University of Wisconsin. You know what I mean? Get it. I've been there. It's not bad. It's not a bad place. And I get it. Look, I also want the best kids to come to Miami. But I got to the point where as my nephew started to get older, I'm not going to be mad if they don't stay home.
Yep.
Right? Because Arizona State, they're not good at football, but it's fun. It's fun. Wisconsin at College Town, it's cold. Mm-hmm. It is very cold. But it's a good environment. It's fun. I even been to Nebraska. Look, I'm not gonna hype that up.
Terrible. I lived never in the Midwest for years. I've been to Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa.
No, sir. So I know you have you have a YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, me and my wife.
So do you want to promote that real quick for the listeners?
Yeah, it's just Joe and Leisha. It's called F It. Really just talking about, you know, all topics concerning relationships and marriage and things of that nature. Mm. You know, we're all in most people are in a relationship or marriage, you know,
I'm married too now.
right. So, and just 2020 is crazy amongst other things. You know, you got everything going on. We're just trying to shed some light on life, really, with COVID going on and everything. So, we're gonna get we've been, you know, kind of having fun recently in our recent episodes, but we're going to get a little bit more serious and dive deep into marriage and relationships and how to deal with each other and things of that nature. So, so it's just Joe and Leisha. Leisha's Leisha. And, that's on YouTube, man. Subscribe, like the page. We usually drop a video every Saturday night.
Awesome.
So yeah, we'll check
I will definitely be subscribing. To that. Definitely. Well, because as you know, like, my thing on Twitter, man, like, I troll so much, bro. It's like, it's fun for me, and a lot of, like, 99% of the time, I just throw out random stuff because I just think it's funny. I'll just try to hype people up because it's fun to me, man. But I know my wife, she puts up with me. Shout out to my wife. But hey, I do want to say, like, honestly, man, as another black man to another black man, I am super proud of you, man. I know I've never met you, man, but just to see, you know, you and your the way you raise your son and, you know, your relationship you have with your wife, like, I am super proud. Like, you're like a role model to me, and so I know a lot of other people, man. So, hey, do want to give you that shout out, man. I do appreciate you coming on our episode here. Saeed, you got anything else, man?
No. We appreciate you and the stuff you print on YouTube, man. I really think it's important, especially for young men, to learn about these sort of things, man. You know, learn about, like, you know, stuff like that, relationships, how to deal with women, being strong, all because it's a lot of landmines out there, man. You know, that's the best way.
You need to stay focused. Hey.
Stay focused. Stay on your purpose.
I was saying I have to embrace my old head status. That I, you know, I'm an old head now. I have to realize that.
Hey, it's that time, man.
You know,
it happens to all of us, man.
I want to say I want to say one thing, okay? And I'm not might not keep this on the show, okay? This is something like this is very important for men that I don't think women do, okay? I think men do a little bit better of. It's like men teach their young. They teach them road traps of what to avoid. Mm-hmm. I don't think women do a very good job of younger women telling them, hey, this route might not be the best route. This, you know, this attitude might not be the best attitude. I think women, they just, they don't do a good job of that. I'm not, again, I'm probably not going to keep this on the show. I just think that they fall in the trap of letting women learn their lessons versus men. I think we do a pretty good job of it, but we need to continue to do a better job of teaching our young. Okay. Hey, yo, watch out for this. Mm-hmm. Don't make these
mistakes. Unfortunately, yeah. We can teach all we want, but some youngins, man, mm-hmm. they just have to learn. They have to learn on their own, man. Yeah. Like they choose to learn those tough lessons on their own, man. And no matter what you teach them,
that's like 99% of my family, man.
No matter what they see, no matter what type of example you set for them, they choose to go a different way. And it's so unfortunate, man. It's like you give them a roadmap directly to the $1 million bag. You tell them exactly where to go, and they choose to go a different way. I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
Yeah, I had the same.
You know, sometimes, and it is with me. It's taking another voice. Like my best friend will tell me something all the time. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't register for me. But once I hear from a different voice, I'm like, oh, yo, yes, okay. I understand now. You know, approach, I think that's what it is for men sometimes. You have to hear it from a different
you
voice.
You try not to badger. You try not to lecture. You know, you try not to lecture like my son. Mm-hmm. You know, I try not to lecture. I try to come at a, you know, from a person who's actually been there, who's actually played college football, you know, who's actually, you know, had to deal with the females or whatever. So, yeah.
Oh, yes. Hey, I know Miami's a tough one, too.
For real.
Miami, hey, look, I know. It's a tough one, man. It's a lot of people in Miami. It's a lot of people in Miami. So, that's definitely – I do think that – I mean, look, women – my mom, she was – she tried her best to teach my sister, I love my older sister to death, but she did not listen regardless. Regardless of what my mom said, she's like, I'm going to do the opposite. And yes, I hear you on that.
Me, man. But, you know, that's what it is. And that's the hardest thing as a parent, sitting back and having to watch your child learn these tough lessons. It's hard to do that. You know, I have to fall back. You know, I've learned, like, yo, I'm gonna have to fall back and let him go through what he's gonna go through, man. You know, he's been presented with a fantastic opportunity at Miami. Even if football doesn't work out, you get your degree from Miami.
Yeah,
that's a great degree to have. You know, Miami.
Miami is a good school. I feel like our law program is super huge too. It's because of, you need it down in Miami.
Yeah, definitely, man.
You know, I do appreciate it. I love that school to death. I went to Barry University because I couldn't afford it.
I've been a Miami fan.
So definitely having a
I've been a Miami fan way before he was born. So, you know.
Nice.
You know, so. That's my squad regardless. If he went there or not. So
quick question. I got one quick question. Like seeing Harrison Hunt the way he's been playing this year, you know, after a year, does that get you really excited about your son's potential, what he could be maybe in a year?
Listen, not unfortunately. I'm not a hypothetical or it could be this type of dude. I need to see. Hopefully he takes, I told him, you know, you have some real good players in front of you to learn from. Like you got Roche, you got Jalen Phillips, you know, Rousseau was out there for a minute, you know, before he opted out. You got you got Harrison Hunt. You got all those dudes, man. And Stroud is a good D line coach too, man. You have Ed Reed, the GOAT, to talk to. You have so many resources. This offseason, you know all the NFL players that come to work out in Miami. You know, so you should have access to so many great teachers. If you don't take advantage of that, and you don't come back next year, because Roche's leaving. I think Jalen Phillips is leaving.
I hope not. I hope not.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, I don't have any inside information or anything, but I think he's gone. Leaving. You know, so you know, you have Harvey, you have Cam Williams, and then you have you. You know what I mean? Like, yep. Quentin, you up next, man. You up next.
You up next.
If you don't take advantage of that, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you, man. So hopefully, I really hope, you know, that's why secretly I'll be hoping for blowouts in these games so he can get in and get some reps. You know, because he got to get into Florida State, man, and he made a big tackle. He had two tackles, man, at Florida State. So, yeah, man.
Do you see him playing D tackle or
I think he should stay at strong side D-end. I've been watching him his whole life, man, and he's always played the run very well.
Yeah.
When he was smaller,
like
his junior year, if you ever see his junior year highlight tapes, he was rushing the passer crazy. Like he was so damn quick off that damn edge. But he's now like 260. So he's kind of
he's 260.
I think he's too big, but you know, whatever. I can't, you know, whatever they want to do, that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
But he can rush the passer, but I think he'll stay at strong side DN and be.
Hey Joe, man. Hey, I do appreciate you coming on, man. Like this was awesome, man. And I know you probably got stuff going in your life, and I know we're not like the biggest, you know, podcast out there. So I do appreciate you coming on here, to kick it with us, you know what I mean, for the day.
Yes, I love all Miami people, man. All everybody talking Miami, man. I get excited, man. Like when I go to games. I can't even sit down for real, man. I'm like, damn.
Oh, yeah, me either. I'm almost up the entire time. My wife is like, sit down. I'm like, wow.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, I can't. Man. Yeah. And it hurts that I can't, you know, be at every game. My son is, you know, because I haven't missed a game ever, you know, for him.
Oh.
So.
All right. Well, hey, I'll let you get out of here, man. I do appreciate you coming on again.
You know,
I'm probably gonna be bugging you on Twitter because I do that all the time.
Okay, yeah, no,
you know, I love talking. Man.
Chop it up.
All right, bro. Holler at you, man. I appreciate you coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you, fellas, man. You guys have a good night, and thank you for having me.
I appreciate it.
Did you watch any NFL?
Yeah, man. I watched a lot.
Tua.
Number one. Let me break the news. So Tua is our starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins next weekend against the Los Angeles Rams. My take on the situation, I am glad. I love Tua. I want to see what Tua do. But I never understand. I have never, ever, since we've hired Brian Flores, has understood his mentality. Because, when we first hired him, I mean, I remember, was it last year? Against the Ravens, we got beat, 52-0. Some crazy. I'm like, God dang. This dude's terrible. Right? And we're getting beat by everybody. Everybody. And then we start to pick up momentum. And we start winning. You know, we finish, I think, almost 500 or close to it going into the offseason. I'm like, dang, we finally got something. And then he got rid of everybody to help us. We start off this year. I'm all right. We lose to the Patriots. It wasn't a blowout. We lost. But then now we blow out the Niners. We shut out the Jets. We get his momentum going. And he benches Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm like, what? Like, I get if it was like, you know, if we were 0-6, you know, F it. Let the rookie get in there. But we had some genuine momentum. And I know he's thrown like 7 interceptions in the past 6 games. But these last 2 games, like, we've been looking really good with Ryan in there. Not saying obviously we're going to win the Super Bowl, but, like, you know, I don't understand that. I want to see Tua play, yeah, but I don't understand the process of putting him in right now.
So, bad move or good move?
If you ask me, I am like because – I get it if we're flowing and he think Tua has the grasp, you want to put the better player in. But if we're if I'm one of those guys, if Fitzmagic is hot, ride with Fitzmagic. If we're hot right now with Tua, a little two-game win streak, going up against arguably the best defensive player in Aaron Donald in the NFL, you gonna put our rookie in there? Like, all right. You know, again, I'm not the head coach, but
to move a bad move.
We'll see. We'll see, bro. We will see. Because it's
okay. I mean,
if Tua comes out and lights it up like they said he was doing at practice, because they said he's more accurate and he looks a lot better than Fitzpatrick did, which is crazy, right? Because he still hasn't played yet. Besides that last garbage time series, if he comes in and he lights up, like, great move. If that momentum stays with Tua, great move. If he comes out looking bad, you're bitching him. I'm like, I don't know why he did it, you know. So we'll see. What's your take on it?
I think it's either one or two things. Okay, I think either he's been, like you said, he's been doing great in practice, and it was like, yo, it's time. Or they just want to see what they have, because coming into the league next season for the draft, there are a lot of good quarterbacks coming in. There's, you know, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence. There's probably some guys we're not even really thinking about right now. You know, Derek King might be, you know, a possibility down the road. Florida's quarterback, Trask. Seems like he might be a first-round quarterback. There are a lot of good quarterbacks coming into the league. So I think either he's doing great in practice, they want to see him, or they want to see what they have to make a judgment.
Because we're not going to be in position to grab. The way we're looking right now, we have a better record than the entire NFC East. We have a better record than the Jets. And we're, as the Patriots, I don't think we're going to be in position to get one of the top quarterbacks. I genuinely think there we have the team is flowing, not just Ryan. Let's put our better guy in and see what happens. I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I'm a fan of Tua. I'm grateful for what Ryan has done. I mean, look, I will say this: Ryan coming in, he knew that the job was Tua's job. He knew we didn't draft Tua just to sit forever. So he knew it. I think he just didn't expect it, because I seen he made a statement or something like that. He was hurt. He thought it was his team. But, I mean, you knew coming in, dog. You know, it's a business.
I have a hot take.
So what?
My hot take is that I finally watched some NFL this weekend. Derrick Henry is the best player in the NFL. He's the best player in the NFL. After seeing him play this last Sunday,
I have to disagree, because last week, the week prior, he rushed for like 34 yards. The best player in the NFL does not do that.
It happens sometimes when you're a running back. You can stop a running back.
You don't stop the best player
in
the NFL.
Right now,
I think Russell Wilson is the best player in the NFL. Nah. Derrick Henry. Yeah, he went off last week.
Did you see him last week?
I got it. But you can't have a 34-yard game and still be the best. The best play, because remember, these are all players that the world has to offer. These are the best of the best of the best. To be the best of the best of the best of the best, you cannot have an off game. Add an off game to me. Nah.
You can have an off game. Russell Wilson can have an off game. You still consider him the best.
And to me, at first, it was Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers had a terrible game. The best. And it was Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is still up there, but Russell hasn't lost yet. And Patrick Mahomes got a squad.
But I would also say about Derrick Henry, he's the best running back in the NFL since Adrian Peterson is rock.
Oh no, oh no, no, no. Take off Adrian Peterson off those Vikings. What are they? Nothing. Come on. Take off Derrick Henry off of the Titans, and that's still probably they're still.
I don't think they're very good without him.
Ryan Tannehill is on pace for what, close to 4,000 yards and like over 30 some touchdowns. Come on now. Not Adrian Peterson in his prime. Come on.
I think he's the best since. I didn't say he's better. I said he's the best since.
I would say last year he was the best running back because he was stringing together 100 yard games like it was nothing. 100. But this year I think that might have been his first yard game, and that's because he broke like that like 98 yard touchdown run or something. People, everyone, I love y'all as always. I love y'all coming on the show. I love y'all interacting with us. Hey guys, drop topics for us if you guys want to address the stuff. Again, if you guys want to hop on, always for you to hop on, man. You know we love having guests, man. We love talking football. We love talking social issues. We love talking whatever's on your mind. If you just want to get something off your chest, feel free to hop on. You know we both here. We got two opposing views, man. You can agree with us. You can disagree with us. Whatever you guys want. We would not be doing this if we weren't getting support. So I do appreciate y'all's support. As always, go Canes. Beat UVA this weekend.